Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Now, in the last episode, I explained the power of counsels. I established that we need counsels. That is, you and I can't do in life without seeking counsels or listening to people who counsel us on their own. The reason is that counsels save us from blunders, regrets, and guide us towards peak performance and making best decisions in life. In that episode, I also made it clear that counsels are not just words. They are forces that give our life directions when we give attention to them. It's because of this powerful force of counsels that we need to exercise caution as we take counsels. Today, my focus is to tell you about areas you need to take caution, or you should be careful in taking counsels from people. The first I want to tell you about is I should be careful about well-intentioned advice. Now, no doubt, many people claim that they mean well in their advice. They have good intentions, but understand this. Their good intentions don't guarantee their advice that the advice they offer is safe for your consumption. That is why you should look away from their motivation for the advice and consider what they're actually telling you to do. You see, one of those things I've found in life is that I've come to times where I met people who give me wrong advice. Yes, I say wrong advice because I weighed whatever advice you give me on the basis of some scale. The most important of my scale is my Christian belief, which in this case is my Bible. I try to check every single thing you tell me to do on the basis of what's pleasing God and doing what I understand I'm supposed to do as one who wants to please God. So when I read my holy book and I find that, oh, you're telling me do this, and God say, if you do this, I will not be happy with you, I don't know why I should do it. Now, that's one. Number two thing is that if you actually read those books like that, or spiritual books, or holy book, and I'm talking specifically about Bible, which is what I fully understand, the way you go about life, relate with people, and do things in life will be markedly different from those who don't read those things or even operate by them. So when you come up with advice and say, do this, you're going to get this, and I say, and I found out that, oh, the Bible I read say I shouldn't do it, I don't know why on this earth I should give it to your advice. Now, I understand that when you give me advice, a lot of times you mean well. You want me to enjoy, you want me to have fun, you want me to get the best of life. Except that I trust God enough to know that He knows the best thing for me. And when He says, my guy, Joseph, He said, don't do this. If you do this, this is what's going to be the consequences. I know He has enough sense to know what is okay and what is not okay. I trust God more than I trust you. Sorry, don't be offended about it. But the truth of the matter is that I know God knows the future. He knows what is best, what is okay, what is cool, what is sharp, and what is trendy. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So when He gives me advice or instruction, which is what we find in the Bible a lot of times, what it means is that if I really like myself, I should just obey it. You did not create the world. Your father or your mother did not create the world. The financial expert advising you did not create the world. The marketing expert advising you did not create the world. God indeed created the world, and He has given us a manual on how to run this world that He manufactured. When people, because of their expertise, begin to give you counsels, they mean well for you, but those counsels contradict God's principles. You should not give heed to it. I will give you an instance. It's possible God has called you and He said, my son, you should be a politician, because when you are a politician and you obey my words, you will bring good to the people who you are leading. In the process of becoming a politician, somebody tells you, you need to assassinate your opponent. It's a well-intentioned advice in that he wants you to win election, but it is a bad advice that you must jettison if you really want to please God. Therefore, you say, my guy, don't assassinate anybody for me, and I'm not trying to assassinate Montling, stab anybody on the back. Psalm 75 verse 6, God says, I am judge. I bring down one person to lift up another. And he, of course, demonstrated this in the life of Nebuchadnezzar, and even in our present days, we have seen where God brings down powerful people to lift up the other people. So you say, no, I'm not taking this advice of killing people because I want to get elevated, because indeed, it's God that makes people powerful, makes people leader and all that. The same thing applies when I say, oh, I'm jobless and I need to get work. And somebody say, come and be talked to politicians. Come and join us in Yahoo business. Or you are a lady, they say, follow sugar daddies. And you say, no, I'm not following sugar anything. So have sex with someone who I'm not married to is a sin. It's not having fun. It's not lovemaking. It's a sin. And of course, that's a very central something. Now, what you do is that you say, no, I don't want to sin against God by doing this. What you are doing is that you are being careful to ensure that even though you need counsel in life, you do not take counsels that will make you stand in opposition to God. And once you disconnect yourself from God, you are on your own. Like we say in Nigeria, Oyo is your case. Do you understand that? Now, let me tell you something about disobeying God. It's not just about His punishing you. When God tells you to do something, just know that's the best thing. If Nokia tells you, charge your phone 6 hours before you start using it, and you feel like it's my phone, I can do anything I want with it. Yes, it's your phone, but except that your battery will start getting weak before it's due time to start getting weak. When you start using your body, you start living life, doing things the way God says you shouldn't do, you begin to reap the consequences even before we start talking about heaven or hell. You understand that? So please be careful about getting well-intentioned advice. All good-intentioned advice are not okay. That is why you should check the advice anybody is giving you on the basis of what does God say. Please, honest, I'm not a preacher. I'm just trying to tell you that because of my religious interactions, I believe absolutely that I have to follow God. And I think because God created the world, no other person is as important, as knowledgeable, as wise to guide us on the way we live life as much as God should. Now, another thing I also want you to pay attention is this. Be careful who is advising you. It's a matter of life that a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. People whose drive, values, and convictions of life are defective are sure to produce that kind of fruit in their actions. That is why it is crucial you either not listen to their advice or take their advice with a pinch of salt. People who are not good people, they are not very likely to give you good advice. I'm not saying that you can never hear good advice from them. I mean, if you have a womanizing lecturer, one of those days he can give you advice, study hard, read well, and all those things. But on the general note, many times what you're going to hear from them is going to be a reflection of their values, the value system, what they believe. When I was a child, I don't listen to people. In fact, I don't keep friends with people who I know that, you know, those people they call bad boys. You understand? Now, I don't follow them. I don't even like to listen to them before they corrupt me. But when I grew up, I know I can stand whatever thing they are saying. And now I can't avoid them. I listen to them talk. But when they talk, I just know how stupid what they are saying is. And I jettison it. The important thing is this. You should have enough maturity to be able to see what is correct and what is wrong while receiving counsel. Please, I understand the person giving you counsel may be more experienced than you, more knowledgeable than you. But if he's giving you the wrong advice, the advice that will put you in opposition to God, the advice that will make you hurt your neighbor, the advice that will make you live life the way life is not supposed to be lived, then obviously he's giving you a bad counsel. Now, another thing I think you should bear in mind is this. Look beyond the present. Understand this. In accepting or rejecting a counsel, be careful not to focus on the present alone. Look beyond the present pain or gain of your actions. This saves you from blunder in the future. You see, when we are confronted with situations and we need counsel from people on what to do and what not to do, sometimes they just want to give us something that will solve our immediate problem. Let me tell you something. If a woman is in labor and she's in pains and you say, oh, and she's crying, oh, I'm in pains, and you decide, okay, let's kill you so that you won't be in pain again, you know it's madness. Now, this is what you do. You encourage the person to be patient, and if she's in the hospital, you tell her, push, you understand what I'm saying? Until the child comes out, that is what is natural to do. If you give the person counsel that, if because of the pains he's currently going through, you decide to kill the child, it doesn't make sense. What, and now this of course doesn't make sense naturally when you look at it, but we do a lot of things in our life. For instance, somebody say, I need money. You know you need money. Because of the money you need now, you decide to kill somebody to get money, you decide to steal to get money, you decide to lie to get money, you decide to cheat the other person to get money. What is happening is this, you are just trying to solve the immediate problem and not counting on the consequences afterwards. Whatever counsel you are trying to get from people on how to solve an immediate problem, on how to make the next advancement you want to make, please look beyond the present and consider the future. If whatever thing you are doing will ruin your life in the future, you should be careful. If whatever thing you are doing will hurt the other person, you should be careful. Be sure that you are not taking counsels today that will help you solve today's problem and put your life in jeopardy in the future. Help you solve today's problem and make life miserable for you in the future. Remember, it's a law of life that whatever thing you do will come back out to you. The only way you get free from this is when God forgives you completely. Aside that, every single thing you do have consequences and they will come back to you. You should be careful who you get counsel from so you don't get counsels that will ruin your life. Be careful that you don't get well-intentioned advice that are bound to ruin your life. Look beyond the present when you are looking for counsel, when you are trying to apply a counsel, so that you do not take counsels that will solve today's problem and create a more difficult tomorrow's problem. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free content when you visit brojude.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.